and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 18 people were injured, according to the airport fire chief, but no one died after a Delta Airlines plane from Minneapolis flipped upside down while landing Monday afternoon at Toronto Pearson International Airport. CBS's Chris Mavridis is there.
This is an incredible sight, seeing this plane upside down, wheels up, no wings, no tail. Emergency crews here at Pearson Airport responded very quickly, spraying the plane down with foam as passengers were exiting. The airport says all 80 passengers and crew on board this flight are now accounted for.
With four major airline crashes in recent weeks, attention is now focused on job cuts at the Federal Aviation Administration. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Among the positions the union is aware of that were affected include maintenance engineers, aeronautical information specialists, aviation safety assistants, as well as other administrative personnel who worked as management and program assistants.
The nation's midsection, already in the grip of severe cold, is now bracing for snow. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan is tracking it.
That same system that's moving from the plains into the south, originally that was forecast to move into the northeast, but unfortunately our weather models are keeping it pretty much south of D.C. D.C. will see a little bit of light dusting of snow.
The nomination of Kash Patel to be FBI director will be taken up in a procedural vote in the Senate today. CBS's Jacob Rosen is covering this confirmation process.
Patel's confirmation process has been filled with controversy and delays. In January, an FBI insider came forward questioning Patel's judgment during a hostage rescue mission when he worked with the FBI's Hostage Recovery Fusion Cell, which leads the government's missions to rescue hostages overseas. Democrats also pressed Patel during his confirmation hearing about his refusal to acknowledge Mr. Trump lost the 2020 election.
Four top aides to New York City Mayor Eric Adams resigned Monday in the aftermath of the Trump Justice Department dropping corruption charges against him. And now the governor there is getting involved.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she is meeting with key leaders to discuss a path forward following Mayor Adams' aides' resignations. In a statement, she says if those who resigned feel unable to serve in City Hall at this time, that raises serious questions about the long-term future of this mayoral administration. She says in the 235 years of New York State history, powers have never been utilized to remove a duly elected mayor. Hochul says she'll monitor the situation closely. The governor does have the power to remove Adams from office under certain conditions. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Texas measles outbreak is now 48 confirmed cases, the worst in 30 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Knott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowd showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Knott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm a meteorologist, Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning remains in effect. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows around 15 below, wind chills between 20 and 30 below, a northwest breeze. On Tuesday, sunny skies and remaining cold with highs in the upper single digits. Currently, 13 degrees below zero.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and veterans advocate and founder of Arizona Warriors, Jason Moon, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. And a right-wing Supreme Court won't save us from a right-wing president, writes Robert Reich over Common Dreams. He notes, today's President's Day, not Dictator Day. By the way, the pictures are coming in. There are massive protests in pretty much every major city in America, probably every city. I don't have nobody has a definitive list yet. We'll probably find out more tonight. It doesn't seem to be appeared. I've been monitoring CNN here in the studio, and they haven't shown any pictures so far. But, you know, CNN does not like to do things that piss off Donald Trump, so they probably won't. We'll see. I've been surprised that MSNBC has been so reluctant to cover these protests. Pretty much the only show on MSNBC I've seen that covers them has been Rachel Maddow's program. But it's a big deal, and it's happening all over the country. And Robert Reich is pointing out that, this is the second time we've had our country under attack by morbidly rich people. The first time was the robber baron era, and he says reformers of that era created an income tax to try to limit the robber baron's income, limits on corporate campaign expenditures to limit their political reach, and independent regulatory agencies to limit their power. The Federal Trade Commission, for example, was established as an independent agency in 1914 to take on corporate monopolies and fraud. And he points out that there are now 19 independent regulatory agencies staffed with experts, but that the Supreme Court now, the Trump administration has requested of the Supreme Court as of yesterday, and apparently they're going to have a hearing on this on Wednesday, to end the independence of these independent watchdog agencies. Turn them into basically, cat's paws for Donald Trump and his administration. He notes he starts with the Office of Special Counsel, which was created in 1978 to protect whistleblowers. They have fired the head guy, Dellinger, kicked him out. And then last Monday night, he notes Judge Amy Berman Jackson of the Federal District Court in Washington issued a temporary restraining order blocking Trump from firing Dellinger. And then on Saturday, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C. rejected Trump's request for an emergency motion to stay Judge Jackson's ruling. And then in this Sunday filing before the Supreme Court, the White House says the Supreme Court should not allow lower courts to seize executive power by dictating to the president how long he must continue employing an agency head against his will. This is, basically, this is upside down. In 1935, in a case called Humphrey's Executor versus United States, the Supreme Court ruled that these independent agencies created by Congress cannot be destroyed and that their heads cannot be fired by the president. Even though they fall within the executive branch, they were created by Congress. These are the rules that Congress established for them. And Trump is saying, I don't need no stinking Congress. But what had, there's the history here, and it's a history with Franklin Roosevelt. Back in the 1930s, 1935 specifically, Franklin Roosevelt wanted to fire a commissioner, a fellow by the name of William Humphrey, who was the commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. And now the law says you can only remove a commissioner for inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance. But Roosevelt wanted to get rid of this guy, saying that he was a right winger and he wanted a left winger in there. He wanted a Roosevelt guy in there. And the Supreme Court said that's illegal. You may not fire Mr. Humphreys and or Humphrey, and gave him his job back and said that the Federal Trade Commission is a constitutional entity. Now, that was 1935. Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court right now to overturn their own ruling. And if they do, it will be smashing one of the most important precedents in American jurisprudence, in my opinion, at least having to do with how our government runs. Meanwhile, the reports are out that Bob Kennedy is looking to lay off thousands of people at our public health agencies. Just in time for the measles pandemic or epidemic down in Texas. There's a major outbreak of measles among unvaccinated kids. In Texas, if you don't want to vaccinate your kids, all you have to do is just write a letter, you know, to the school saying, I don't want to vaccinate my kids because of my personal beliefs. That's all it takes. And so 14% of children in Texas are not vaccinated for measles. And measles kills children. I mean, some of us who are old enough to remember measles, it seems like maybe it was milder back then or something. I don't know, you know. I had measles, I had chicken pox, I had mumps. I remember all of them. They were no fun, especially chicken pox. But, now measles is actually, I mean, there's a bunch of these kids who are in the hospital. It can kill people, particularly children, particularly young children, particularly children under 2-3 years old. Meanwhile, we've got a housing crisis in America. We've got homeless people everywhere. Louise and I were in Australia for Christmas and New Year's, visiting our friend Richard Silverstein. And it's a beautiful country. And we've been to Australia many times. We've been all over the country. We've been pretty much everywhere. And I think Victoria is probably the only city we haven't visited, and our major city. And I didn't see any homeless people. I mean, I literally didn't see any homeless people. And we were all over Melbourne. We spent a whole day just walking all over the city, driving around the city. We drove down to Lorne, which is a resort town along the southern coast. And that's where we watched the fireworks, the New Year's Eve fireworks. Lorne is a town of maybe 100,000 people. No homeless people there either. And yet, Australia has a problem with housing. And so they decided they're going to do something about it. The Australian Parliament, this is the treasurer and joint statement between Jim Chalmers, who's the Australian treasurer, and Claire O'Neill, who is the Australian housing minister. The statement says, we are coming at this housing challenge from every reasonable, responsible angle. This is all about easing pressure on our housing market at the same time as we build more homes. So what specifically they're doing is they're outlawing foreign purchasers of residential real estate in Australia and the entire country, including foreign investors, foreign-owned companies, and temporary residents such as international students. It'll also target land banking, which is where people buy land that you can build houses on and then just sit on it as an investment. It's going to outlaw that by foreign investors, forcing foreign investors who've already purchased land to develop it within a particular fixed time frame. So, interesting stuff. Should we do that here in the United States? I think we should. I've been arguing for this for a long time. It's in two of my books, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism and The Hidden History of the American Dream. And I think it's crazy that we have over 1 million houses right now in the United States that are owned by American corporations as investments, and that number is increasing by the thousands every day. That's the biggest problem that we're facing. Now, these are not foreigners, although foreigners can invest in these funds. But that should be outlawed, too, in my opinion. And then, of course, you've got particularly Chinese billionaires, but people, you know, wealthy people from all over the world buying residential property in the United States, particularly high-end residential property, as a hedge against inflation, as an investment. Will Rogers was right. You know, he said, my daddy told me, buy land, they ain't making it no more. And it's true. So there's that. My last story for you today, and then I'll pick up your calls, is MAGA's favorite politician in Canada is a guy named Pierre Poilievre, or Poilievre, or frankly, I've never heard his name pronounced. I'm not certain how to pronounce it. It's Poilievre. And he's the guy who, he's like the Donald Trump character. He wants to replace Justin Trudeau. There's going to be an election in Canada soon. And this is the hard right candidate, okay? And so he's been the guy who has been like, you know, Trump isn't a bad guy and we need to do this kind of stuff in Canada. Well, he's just changed his tune really quickly. He said he just went on an all-out attack on Donald Trump with his Canada First speech today. He said, we will bear any burden and pay any price to protect the sovereignty and independence of our country. He's the leader of the Conservative Party, and he's 45 years old, FYI. He said, we are slow to anger and quick to forgive, but never confuse our kindness for weakness. We are mild-mannered and made of steel. Then he goes on to say, carry out the unprovoked attack on our economy, and your consumers will pay more, and your workers will make less. Gas prices will skyrocket. You will turn a loyal friend into a resentful neighbor, forced to match tariff to tariff and to seek friends elsewhere. Both our economies will weaken, leaving less money for defense and security, and our enemies will grow stronger. And then he wraps this up by saying, let me be clear, we will never be the 51st state. So, chew on that, Donald. The Canadians, when you pissed off the Canadians, I mean, that takes a lot. That takes an awful lot. So, here we are. What can you do? It's 17 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today? Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. Back with your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, we're just human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or eat a pizza, I can still enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I've got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out over at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. And with that code, you get your 20% off your first order. They've got a variety of flavors, by the way. It is just, you're going to love these things. Fieldofgreens.com, code TOM.
The land where CEOs shake the dictator's hand. Oligarchs learn to play the game. Profit and silence, they're one and the same. It happened before, it happens again. History's warning, ignored by men. The lines get blurred, the truth fades away. As companies line up to pay to play. When corporations need all, democracy dies. Man speaks with a mighty bend and the humble grow weak. A check gets signed, the deal is done.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Ramon in Loveville, Maryland. Hey, Ramon, what's on your mind today?
Hello. I'm just commenting on some of the things I've heard so far today. Mm-hmm. Number one is I don't think that we need many trailblazers. We need more pathfinders. Because this fight against these exact same people and mentalities has been going on for over 150 years by African Americans in this country.
Agreed.
We've been fighting these same folks, and we don't need to make up anything. We just need to study what was done to get us the advancements that we've gotten from these chauvinist races or bigots that have been running this country or trying to run this country. But there were a lot of achievements done. I mean, we came out of Jim Crow and got ourselves back on our feet for the most part, to a large extent, and we can go back and find out what was done rather than trying to trail those blazes. I mean, make everything up as we go. And number two is I was a chief election judge for a couple of decades in Maryland. And there is something that a lot of people don't know and don't do. When these states traditionally dump a bunch of voter registrations and make people vote provisional, voting provisional is a two-step process, and most people don't do the second step. By having you vote provisional, you have to call back in the day after or 2 days after and do what they call cure the ballot.
Right.
So if they knock 100,000 people off the ballot and you don't call back in after you vote provisional to prove that your ballot should count, your ballot doesn't count. So you can throw out 100,000 inner city votes from a large city and only 10% of them call back in. You have basically eliminated 90% of those voters.
Yeah, Greg Palast documents this, that 4.6 million or 4.2 million Americans who wanted to vote were not allowed to, or their vote wasn't counted. And for many of them, it was provisional ballots. You're absolutely right. Ramon, your point about black people succeeding and, you know, getting up into the middle class, kind of hitting the point where white people had been for a long time in the United States, is really well taken. My concern is that that middle class is going to be destroyed for both white people and black people.
Jim Crow is coming back for everybody.
Exactly.
But we have too many arrogant, I'll just say arrogant white men who believe that even if a full apartheid comes back and this country gets a dictator, they believe they will be okay.
Yeah, and they won't be. I mean, yes, we've got apartheid Clyde up here, you know, taking our government apart. In Elon Musk, but it's going to whack everybody. I get it. Ramon, thanks. That was very thoughtful comments. I appreciate them. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, the Trump administration would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass destruction. I'll be in distraction and deception. I'll be right back with you.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The investigation into what caused a Delta passenger jet to turn upside down upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport on Monday. Airport Fire Chief Todd Aitken.
What we can say is the runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
He says 18 of 80 people on board were injured, but no one died. Jason Yin saw it happen.
Really, really shocked that it happened on the Pearson, because it's the first time seeing these kind of events.
Harsh cold weather is freezing the nation's midsection, and CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan tells us snow is on the way.
We got some heavy snow that'll be coming through parts of Missouri, Tennessee, and then even the recently flooded areas of Kentucky, they're going to see snow on top of that. And they're talking upwards of 14 inches that the central region could see.
Extreme cold warnings have now been issued for an 11-state area from the Canadian border to Oklahoma and central Texas. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Canott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowd showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Canott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning remains in effect. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows around 15 below, wind chills between 20 and 30 below, a northwest breeze. On Tuesday, sunny skies and remaining cold with highs in the upper single digits. Right now, it's 14 below.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers will be here for a little Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll preview Governor Evers' budget address. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Pets. Whether CBD distillery is part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com. And the code is VIP to get 40% off, up to 40% off, and everything on their website. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com. Code VIP.
Trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country. We won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions like democracy in the workplace, where we all get a voice and we all get a say. We won't bow to the lords in their suits and their ties. We'll rise up together. In a union, we know what's wrong and what's right. We fought against freedom in every age, from the votes of women to the Jim Crow cage. They fear our power, they fear
what's
fair.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Hi, I got two things I want to talk to you about, but the second one, I'll take your comments off the air. The first one is, a lot of Republicans may be going along with what Donald Trump wants because they've had possibly, you know, threats. And I'm wondering if
they've had
the
what?
Moderate threats.
Oh, threats. Okay.
Yeah. Wondering if the moderate Republicans who have been going along with it, if it would be a good idea for them to change parties to Democrat, and then they wouldn't have to put up with the threats.
Yeah, pull a Jim Jeffords. It doesn't happen often, it's more frequent for Democrats to become Republicans than the other way around, typically because they're being bought off. You know, fat cats come in and say, hey, become a Republican and we'll make sure that your nest is feathered for the rest of your life. This famously happened in, I believe it was South Carolina, maybe it was North Carolina in the last year or two. But yeah, we've seen this. I agree, Sue, and I'm wondering, you know, why there haven't been any Democrats really speaking out. I mean, Chip Roy has made a few noises, but he's a pretty hardcore right winger. He had to have no interest in ever becoming a Democrat. But I get it. But, Sue, thank you. Andy in Minneapolis. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. My friends of ours, their daughter is a cadet at West Point. And she said that they do a large portion of the cadets there really don't like Pete Hegseth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a very diverse, you know, like the academy is very diverse,
right?
And so is the military, you know.
Yep.
Makes me think that you know, when Trump is making all these cuts to all, you know, to everything, eventually these cuts are going to affect the families of these, you know, people in the military, you know.
Well, his cuts to the Veterans Administration are hurting veterans.
But I'm wondering if Barry isn't going to get involved and overthrow Trump, you know, one of these days.
It won't happen. There's not a chance. It
won't happen, huh?
No. Not a chance.
That's too bad.
Yeah. The question is, will the military go along with illegal orders? And
that's
something we don't know the answer to.
Yeah, where do you draw the line, you know?
Yeah. But with Hegseth in charge of the Pentagon, I am very, very concerned, you know, about the future of posse comitatus and that sort of thing here in the United States. Andy, thanks for the call. Marion in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Marion, what's up?
Hi. No, actually, I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
fix that.
A couple of things. First one, if it doesn't violate the law, if you save the country, then anybody who saves the country from Donald Trump and company, they don't violate the law either, do they?
Apparently, Luigi Mangione should be let out of prison.
And the other thing is, about sometime within the last 2 weeks, he was talking about the upcoming peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. And he had, previous to making this statement, he had mentioned the word Moscow. And then he said in a very quiet voice, like he does when he's trying to slip something by, he said, we can go there, or they can come here, or we'll meet in Saudi Arabia, real softly.
Yeah,
I have not heard any commentator. Right, yeah, right. And I believe that even in his first term, he's always been figuring out a way to get Putin to set foot in this country. And under the guise of these peace talks, that he would probably try to slip that by. But I want everybody, I haven't heard any commentator make any comment about that.
I doubt he's going to come here. I mean, there's an international arrest warrant for him. I get it that the Trump administration probably won't enforce it, but he's got to be feeling a little nervous anyway, Putin.
Well, he hasn't gone anywhere to any of these big G7 meetings or anything like that lately.
No, he only goes to places where he knows he's going to be safe. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you for the songs. I love them.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. I'll pass that along to Louise. Sherry in Shelton, Washington. Hey, Sherry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I adore Louise's songs, too. I was thinking I'd love everybody to have it on a playlist and then drive around their neighborhoods with her music just blaring everywhere.
they're now on Spotify and Apple Music and a whole bunch of places. So just look for Louise Hartman.
Wonderful. Hey, I have a question. We've all heard the reporting that they are firing all these 200,000 or whatever the number is. Federal employees or the new hires, right? Does anyone have any reporting whether they selectively did it, or if it was a blanket? Because they were recruiting, 2025 people were recruiting, civil servants, saying if like you've said, check the boxes, yes, you're, a Trump fan. Did they get rid of those people?
I don't know, Sherry, how selective it's been. It appears that it's been much more meat cleaver than scalpel.
Which would be great because, you don't want to piss those people off. But I don't know. It'd be awful if they did it selectively. That means he's just got his...
apparently, with most agencies, when you get a job, you're basically on probation for the first 2 years. And most people don't enjoy civil service protection, or at least the level that, regular people do. And so those are the people that they can most easily jettison. And it looks like those are the people that they're firing over at the CDC and NIH and everywhere else.
But I'm wondering if they kept any of the new hires.
The new hires who said yes, the 2020 election was stolen and January 6th was an inside job. I just don't know. And
maybe Ro can find out.
Yeah, well, I've only heard those loyalty oath kind of questions being inflicted on people in the Justice Department. And I haven't heard any word about mass layoffs at the Justice Department, so other than the decapitation of the top levels. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Sherry, thanks for the call.
That's a good question. Hey, Tom, a whole bunch of us are heading to Olympia. We're going to be there. There's already people there.
To protest today?
Yeah, you betcha.
Great.
I got several signs made.
Have a great time, Sherry, and give my best to everybody there.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, good.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Holly in Marshall, Missouri. Hey, Holly, what's up?
Oh, I love the music. I have to tell you, I was dancing a little bit to that.
Oh, good.
But what I wanted to tell you was that about the plane crashes, the very first week or the second week, the FAA chief went to Musk and said, please stop with those rockets tests because they're causing interference in the airspace. And Musk went to Trump and he was immediately fired.
I know.
And then the
guy was also looking into environment.
And when I saw the Learjet, the small Learjet nosedive straight for a long time, straight into a populated area, I realized he had no control over that plane. He would have steered away from a populated area.
Something catastrophic had happened, and at the very least, the thing stalled out. This is increasingly, I'm seeing messages over on Blue Sky this morning from people saying, I'm not going to fly. You know, Trump just attacked the FAA and just fired a whole bunch of FAA people, including controllers. And this is not a good thing for America. Holly, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you, folks.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
There's a game being played in the Capitol halls where billionaires tower and the common folk crawl. They cut through the safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost's obscene. Trading food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works. Robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the art of the deal, but the price is steep. Sell it on democracy while the billionaires reap.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Lewis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Hey, I think the thing that we're missing from centralization, we have the ability to create a movement, but we don't have any symbolism to go with it. We need to build the movement around something that people can be tangible, that people can see, like, MAGA has their hats and their, you know, MAGA. We don't have, we're fragmented.
We need a logo or something that we can all rally around. Yeah.
And give ourselves a name. I mean, because we have the bodies, but they're just scattered.
That's an excellent point. That's just an absolutely excellent point. And I have no immediate, very specific ideas about a logo. I mean, you know, we could try to reclaim the American flag, but
we need something that's going to galvanize people. Like MAGA has MAGA. We need maybe MAFA, Make America Fair Again, or,
yeah,
you know, something we can all.
Well, I don't think it should be derivative. I think it should be something unique. But yeah, let me ponder that one, Lewis. I think you're absolutely right, and you know, it's just good marketing. To always have a brand and always have a logo for your brand and have a slogan for your brand, and then you get spokespeople for your brand. You know,
exactly. People gather around that.
Yeah, excellent point, Lewis. Thank you so much for that. That was a great contribution to the program. Thank you, David in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, David, what's up?
Good afternoon. I'd like to know your input on what happened the last 14 months before the election. Basically, enlisted people in the United States, E-1 to E-4s, had their supplemental payments cut, $453. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when you're first into the military, it helps you get along, helps you buy the supplies needed for yourself and to get through the thing. And that money has not been accounted for. It was allocated by the Congress in the bill to pay these people, and it's never gone, never made payments to them. And when it comes to the FAA, these crashes are happening because we have unqualified FAA operators.
That's not
Yes, it is.
It is absolutely not true, David.
They hire these people under a six-month training program.
No, these programs are designed not to elevate unqualified minorities and women, but to prevent unqualified white men from getting the jobs instead. You need to understand that. And with regard to the military payments, David, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about that. Scott in Central Square, New York. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just curious, has anything like what we're seeing right now happened in modern history in any other country?
Yeah. Yeah, it happened in Hungary. It happened in Russia. It happened in Germany in the 30s. It happened in Italy. It happened in Spain.
So take Hungary and Russia, for example. What is life actually like in those places now?
if you are just doing your job, you know, the biggest argument I think people could make is that the economy and, you know, life in general, the quality of governmental services is not what it would be if it weren't for oligarchs sucking money out of the economy. You know, Orban and Putin are now multi-billionaires, as are most of their good buddies. But if you in Russia or Hungary, if you speak out, if you say something to your kids that they repeat, that, you know, goes against the regime. I mean, Viktor Orban's had people put in jail for things that they posted on Facebook. Putin has people executed for that. So, yeah, that's the, you know, those countries.
Those countries are, is everybody living in poverty? Do they have a middle class?
No. There's a substantial middle class in both countries. But they are absolutely not politically active. They cannot be.
Right.
And the media in both countries just sings the praises of Orban and Putin all the time. In fact, the first thing that both of them did when they decided to go full dictator, you know, Putin in 2001 and Orban in 2010, was start suing the media for libel and defamation to destroy the independent media. And then when they bankrupted, you know, big news organizations and independent, you know, radio, television stations and things like that, then they had their friendly oligarchs come in and buy them up and basically turn them all into Fox News. So, you know, and they both seized the state instruments of, you know, the Hungarian and Russian equivalents of NPR and PBS and turned them to their actions as well. Scott, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. If you want the details on Hungary in particular, just Google my name and Viktor Orban. And I've written several pieces over at Hartman Report over the last couple of years detailing in granular detail everything that Orban has done to Hungary. It's really
great.
Pretty
thanks.
Shocking. Okay, thanks a lot, Scott. Jim in Moline, Michigan. Hey, Jim, you got a quick one here? I have 30 seconds.
Oh, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, you know, you got to talk straight through peace. And Trump is doing things in Israel. He's getting things done in Russia. It's negotiating. You know, Biden, he went in there, I told my brother-in-law, says he's going to be tested. And sure enough, he got tested.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jim. Yeah, okay. Jim, thanks for the call. I can't figure that one out. But, you know, Jim didn't have much time, so hopefully he'll call back. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you are it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many Democrats wondering, what are our elected officials doing to push back? Representative Mark Pocan joins us. We'll ask. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives.
contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The investigation into what caused a Delta Airlines passenger jet to flip over on the runway in Toronto Monday is in the early stages, as the fact no one died must seem a miracle to process for families and loved ones of those on board.
The aircraft is upside down and burning.
Passengers on Delta Flight 4819 crawled out of the upside-down airliner after it crash-landed in Toronto. Flight attendants and fellow flyers helped each other escape. Another passenger's cell phone video captures the scene moments later.
We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down.
All 80 people, 76 passengers and 4 crew got out.
CBS News Transportation.